strikes and riots hit Southern Africa. Clean water transforms a community and an entire generation. And InterVarsity reaches the in students on college campuses. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Police in Mozambique clash with rioters who were in the streets protesting rising prices. Mozambique's currency is depreciated dramatically against the South African rand. The weakened rand, meanwhile, has seen its own troubles, resulting in a public sector strike that crippled South Africa. Transworld Radio's Brent Bartlett says,
services in some areas that were already below standard are now just purely standing still. And it's affecting schooling. A lot of the schools in South Africa are closed at the moment, and people are protesting on the streets, school teachers, even down to hospitals and doctors who are saying we just can no longer make ends meet.
TWR is a tool of hope, Bartlett says.
In terms of what we're actually doing, i.e. broadcasting the gospel and that kind of thing, it's had virtually no impact at all. What it does impact is our thinking in terms of how we embrace our listeners, who are really the people that are affected by this.
Next, overshadowed by the disastrous floods in Pakistan, few people know about the floodwaters that swept away livelihoods in Gambia. But Global Aid Network has seen the plight of this small country on the western tip of Africa and is responding with food, medicine, and seeds for the upcoming planting season. Now concerns about waterborne diseases flood in as waters recede. You can help gain USA in this neglected nation as they plan to send more aid in the name of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. After 20 years of ministry, Living Water International is going back to some of their first freshwater projects. Living Water's Stan Paderak traveled to Kenya.
I had an opportunity to go into the Rift Valley, to a community called Larajet, and just see one of the projects that was installed in 1994. Water was flowing and the community just had benefited for years.
Though the clean water crisis affects nearly a billion people, Paderak spoke with one boy who couldn't imagine life without fresh water.
When we began to ask him what life was like before clean water, he looked very confused. And he began to tell us that he had only heard stories of what life was like before clean water.
But clean water isn't the only thing transforming this community. Christ is, as Living Water partners with the local church wherever they go. Join God's kingdom work and see the impact.
Our actions today really do serve and have the opportunity to serve generations from now.
Meanwhile, there are a lot of college ministries reaching students on the fringe, but what about outreach to the in crowd? Well, Eric Holmer says InterVarsity Christian Fellowship believes reaching Greek life or fraternities and sororities is so important that they made a ministry for it.
Greek InterVarsity was created to kind of reach out to this place that seemingly has it all together, but on the inside has a lot of needs, has a lot of brokenness, and can oftentimes be one of the darkest places on campus.
Even still, outreach can be tough.
Students in fraternities and sororities probably won't ever step into a large group meeting on campus. They won't go to maybe even church on a Sunday morning, but they will sit down with their fraternity or sorority brother or sister and have a spiritual conversation, read a Bible together, pray together, and do things that only in the relationship that exists in the fraternity or sorority they would do.
Greek 4 encourages students to have one-on-one Bible studies with pledged brothers and sisters. Learn more about their outreach and upcoming Greek conference at our website. And every 6 seconds, a child dies of starvation in any given place around the globe. So when even a simple gift as fruit is given to a hungry child, it can make all the difference. Recently, a donation of dried peaches was given to childcare worldwide to help feed hungry children in Peru. Small gifts like this go a long way, spreading nutrition, but also hope in Christ who takes care of them. Go to our website to feed a whole family for a month for just $30. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.